1916, 100 years ago, Ireland. Yeats and O'Casey captured the fervor of a nation, standing up once again to tyrants and declaring to the world their independence. Patriots proclaimed it.
To the people of Ireland, Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland, through us, summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom.
The Irish Revolution was thousands of years in the making. The Patriots slain in Dublin that Easter Monday in the GPO, and those later executed, were certainly not the first to die for Ireland, nor would they be the last. But their intrepid spirit forever changed our nation.
We declare the right of the people of Ireland to the ownership of Ireland, and to the unfettered control of Irish destinies to be sovereign and indefeasible. The long usurpation of that right by a foreign people and government has not extinguished the right, nor can it ever be extinguished except by the destruction of the Irish people. In every generation, the Irish people have asserted their right to national freedom and sovereignty. 6 times during the past 300 years, they have asserted it in arms. Standing on that fundamental right, and again asserting it in arms in the face of the world, we hereby proclaim the Irish Republic as a sovereign, independent state. And we pledge our lives and the lives of our comrades in arms to the cause of its freedom, of its welfare, and of its exaltation among the nations.
The rebels were small in number, young and inexperienced in battle, but their mettle was endowed by an old ally.
We place the cause of the Irish Republic under the protection of the Most High God, whose blessing we invoke upon our arms, and we pray that no one who serves that cause will dishonor it by cowardice, inhumanity, or rapine. In this supreme hour, the Irish nation must, by its valor and discipline, and by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good, prove itself worthy of the august destiny to which it is called. Signed on behalf of the Provisional Government, Thomas J. Clark, Sean McDermott, Thomas McDonough, P. H. Pierce, Eamon Piant, James Connolly, Joseph Plunkett.
Hibernian Transmedia NFP and I Am Ireland with Paddy Holman present Today in 1916, a once-a-month special report on the historical events in and around the Irish Revolution. July 1916. Still repercussions of the Easter Rising, but at the same time, World War I was going on, and I think July 1st was the breakout of the Battle of Somme in Europe. And many, many, many young Irishmen had volunteered to fight in that war and died.
Mm-hmm.
3,500 the first day. A lot of tragic loss of life for Irish volunteers who were helping the World War, won.
That's right.
So loyalties are divided there, certainly.
And also at the time you had the British government having a meeting at the Phoenix Park to discuss proposals for
partition. Yeah.
So you can see the tensions between, the people in the north had to deal with the volunteers that were already... Right. In place and now, talks about the South, and yet World War I was taking place as well. My grandfather fought in World War I.
Oh, really?
And fought with the British.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting, how the ramifications continue. Even just for me, he lost an eye actually in World War I. He did. And when he came back, he was housed, in fact, our family home is British Army houses up on the north side of Cork City.
Oh,
isn't that amazing?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, and yet, you know, we all grew up in Irish republicanism.
Sure.
So you could just see the whole different tensions
and
there.
And he came back a wounded veteran.
He came back a wounded, yeah, yeah,
Bless him. Oh, that's all we have time for today. Today in 1916, we encourage you to learn more about your Irish heritage and history, especially during this centennial year. And you come tune in next week. Next month we'll have some more. But if you really want to learn a lot about Irish heritage, check out Paddy Homan's one-man show, I Am Ireland.
You've been listening to Today in 1916, presented by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the I Am Ireland show with Paddy Homan. Funding for this program was provided by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the Ireland 2016 Global and Diaspora Fund through the Consulate General of Ireland, Chicago. For more info, please visit HiberniansTransmedia.org.
I dreamt I yet might see our fetters rend in twain, and Ireland long a province be.